Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Del Unser. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The left fielder, Mike Vale. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Wallace. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Mittewald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. And now, play ball. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Mittewald fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger strikes out. One out. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a line drive towards third. Kingman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Milan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-3. 2 outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-1 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald hits a line drive towards short. Phillips reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle hits a fly ball into left field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-1 in the game. Milan hits a line drive into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 0-1 in the game. Vale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-1 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-1 in the game. Kingman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Kingman reaches second base with a double. There goes Staub trying to get to home. Cardinal throws the ball into Mitterwald, who tags Staub for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0-1 in the game. Munday hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 0-1 in the game. Wallace strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cranepool for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton juggles the ball. That's an error on Thornton. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hodges moves to second. Two outs. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0-1 in the game. Seaver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cardenal for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton strikes out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Madlock hits a pop-up towards short. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 2 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 2 in the game. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 0 for 2 in the game. Vale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Kline's now playing center field. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Trillo is called out on strikes. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into center field. Kline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Rochel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rochel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kingman strikes out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hodges strikes out. There goes Cranepool. The throw from Mitterwald to Kessinger, and Cranepool is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0 for 2 in the game. Munday bunts towards third. Kingman fields it and throws to first for the out. Kessinger moves to second. One out. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 0 for 2 in the game. Wallace hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Seaver covering, for the out. Kessinger moves to third. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenal is walked intentionally. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Cardenal steals second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaver hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Madlock hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Trillo hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitterwald takes first base on ball 4. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 0 for 2 in the game. Rochelle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rochelle for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 3 in the game. Milan hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger strikes out. One out. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0 for 2 in the game. Munday strikes out. Two outs. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 0 for 3 in the game. Wallace hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wallace. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Wallace steals second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cardenal is walked intentionally. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 3 in the game. Thornton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kingman strikes out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Gallagher pinch runs for Ed Cranepool. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Kingman now playing first base. Roy Staker now playing third base. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-3 in the game. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Staker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Trillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mitterwald hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kleins. Mitterwald reaches second base with a double. There goes Trillo trying to get to home. Kleins throws the ball into Phillips who relays the ball to Hodges, who tags Trillo, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. Vic Harris pinch runs for George Mitterwald. Champ Summers pinch hits for Rick Rochelle. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers takes first base on ball four. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Hosley now catching. Ken Crosby now pitching. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Milner pinch hits for Tom Seaver. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 0-for-1 in the game. Kleins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Skip Lockwood now pitching. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-3 in the game. Monday hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wallace takes first base on ball four. Monday moves to second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Cardenal bunts towards the mound. Lockwood fields it and throws to first for the out. Monday moves to third. Wallace moves to second. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-4 in the game. Thornton is walked intentionally. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-4 in the game. Madlock takes first base on ball 4. Monday scores. Wallace moves to third. Thornton moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 1, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.